the main reason for coming here and racing 50Ks this time of year was to be involved in a championship race and to put myself in a position to challenge for medals. So I think I was more or less in the mix for up till about 45K, and then it just managed to get away from me in the last few. But to be within the first four, we're only a minute, just over a minute and a half between the top four athletes. So it was a good performance in one way, and then obviously disappointing as well, just to be the fellow who misses out on the medals, you know.
Looking at your race, it went according to plan for you, did it, Brendan? And you paced yourself as you wanted to see the race out.
Well, yeah, the plan was to just go to the front and be in the pack. You know, there wasn't really any other strategy other than just get involved and cover. You know, at one point we let one of the Italians went off the front, and he got maybe a minute and a half on the whole pack. And then after 25K, the rest of the group just started taking the Ks down, and we started catching them up. So I was involved in more or less all the moves and was there at the front and kind of felt like I was in control for most of the race. And then the Ukrainian just kind of tore off at 35K, and then it was just go look for the finish then. So now the splits were, I think I did 5 minutes faster in my second half of the race, so it's good for me to know that I have that change of pace and that sustainability over the whole 50K, you know. So
yeah,
it's really, really positive going into London that I can have that control and that I can push that hard at the end of a race, you know.
Yeah, because there is a very fine line, I suppose, when you're coming to the closing stages of a race. You were in third, and I'm sure it was in your mind that you wanted to catch the Italian and try and reclaim that third spot. And you have to be very careful that you don't use up too much energy and are on the verge of burnout. And then that's when things happen and you could drop further back down the field.
You have to, it's kind of you're trying to preempt what's going to happen, not at that moment, but like in 5K's time. So at one point when the Ukrainian decided to let go, I think I ended up, my fastest K was 4:23, which was like a huge jump for me. And then I just had to, even though you're not at your limit then, you just have to make a decision. It's like, no, I can't sustain this for 15K. I need to back off a small bit. And then I just came back to 4:28 a K and got into a rhythm at that pace and more or less maintained that to the finish. And then the other Italian was obviously coming through a lot stronger than me at the finish. So I didn't die away, so there's nothing I could have done, you know.
Yep.
It was the other guy just happened to be stronger at the finish.
Yeah, we're into the summer months now, and the big event, as you alluded to there, was the World Championships in London. And I suppose there's great positives coming out of the Czech Republic, and it's something now that you can build on towards London in a couple of months' time.
Yeah, the whole team is very positive. Like, Alex was sixth in the individual 20K, and Europe really is the strongest continent, you know. So if you're mixing it in Europe, then you have a good chance on the world level as well. So for Alex to maintain and come through and be sixth, and for Rob to have a solid performance over 20K now when he's preparing for 50K in London, and Kian as well came through, and he's kind of bittersweet for him to get a team bronze, and he only missed the world champ standard by 3 seconds. So, but it's massive, massive PB for him. He took almost 2 minutes off his personal best, and we needed every position. You know, the guys were only 4 points ahead of Great Britain in the end to claim that bronze medal. But Keane will go to the World Student Games at the end of August, so he still has a big race to prepare for in the summer. But for the rest of us going into London, you know, for me it's very positive. You know, Rob's in shape to challenge for medals again, and I think I could be, with a performance like that, could translate to a top 8 or a top 10 in London as well. So, and the same with Alex, you know, top 6 here could be top 10 in London as well. So, you know, to have 3 race walkers going into World Championships with that ambition is huge, you know.